Jude verse 18 says, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. This is a powerful scripture. What it tells us is that the fakes have to use lust and sensual means because they don't have the Spirit. You see, if you're preaching and you have the Spirit, people want to come and hear you preach. You know why? Because they got the Holy Spirit and they hear you preach and they say, wow, God spoke to me in that sermon. This guy's got the Spirit. But when you don't have the Spirit, when you're not even saved, when you're an imposter and a Judas Iscariot, well, you know what you have to use now? Sensuality and lust. That's why these pastors who don't have the Spirit, they bring in all the worldly sensual music and all the lust of flesh to get you in with the fancy building, the purple lights, everything like that. And then you'll forget the fact that their 20-minute sermon was junk. Because the music and the building and everything was so cool, man. It's lust and sensuality replacing the Holy Spirit. Go to 2 Peter 2:18 for a parallel passage. Parallel passage in 2 Peter 2:18. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who lived in error. There's no content to the preaching. It's a great swelling word of vanity. What's swelled mean? Swell means it's oversized, right? If something's swollen, it means it's bigger than it's supposed to be. They're using bigger words than they should be using. Fancier than they should. Big, fancy, grandiose. But it's empty. Vanity means emptiness. Great swelling words of vanity. It sounds fancy, but there's no meat on the bone. So what do? To get you in. Well, they allure through the lust of the flesh. Why? Because the sermon is empty. So they allure through the lust of the flesh. And when I say the lust of flesh, we don't only think scantily clad women. There's more to the lust of the flesh. You know, the flesh also lusts after that fancy building. The flesh also lusts after a stained glass window. The flesh can lust after all men, because there's the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. The flesh can lust after food. The flesh could lust after a fancy building, a fancy image, a fancy whatever. You know, all this stuff that they allure with, everything except the preaching, everything except Bible doctrine, because that's a bunch of swelling, puffed up vanity. So they turn to alluring through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness.